format, but I just got Doug Wellman's package. I thought Doug was mad at me until I got a gigantic priority mail package with drawings all over it. It's great!
Must be a subgenius.
Is this Gary?
No.
To a 10x date with Steering. Right. What if you don't have your card? I'm not going to go find that fucking thing.
Quit it! Don't hit me with that.
What is this?
I won't be able to answer the portion.
So will someone be there with the rolls? To just look up and say, oh, yeah, oh, you're in. Cool.
I got the
jet here. We have
big
right
package in the mail.
Remember since 1980.
I was surprised and happy.
Four, five, six, seven.
No,
seven,
one.
It's 1981.
81, yes.
That's you.
Yes, sir.
Not me.
Even though
it didn't even exist.
My name was not on the rolls of a subgenie in the Necronomicon. My name was dropped from the rolls of subgenie inexplicably.
So it's only $35 for members for this thing. That's a fucking bargain. No, seriously, $35 for 4 days.
That's what it was. I didn't pay the $35.
No, $35 for $35 for the 7 days of X Day.
Oh.
So the fee for this whole X Day thing for subgenius members is $35.
That's
pretty darn cheap.
That's the same as the membership.
Yeah, but it's what? Basically, what you're paying for is camping fees. That's all.
Yeah.
Unlike that really expensive thing in the desert that's maybe, what, $1,000 this year?
I wonder what the tickets are.
So when you... Is there an option where you can buy a ticket to X Day and a subgenius membership and a medical marijuana card all in the same package? Is that possible?
You'd have
online?
To ask the state of Ohio, I think, would be the appropriate people to consult on whether you could do it.
Well, they're high in the middle, so maybe they are all good with
they,
it. We'll be in the middle
outlawed,
of Ohio, so
they,
we can be high in the middle of Ohio.
Yeah. In fact, it was cleared for recreational use, wasn't it?
Cleared
in Ohio?
For landing.
Huh?
No, I don't know. I don't believe Ohio voted again.
I thought they do. Well, a number of certainly Colorado.
What are they saying on the chat? Maybe someone in the chat knows. Is there anyone in Colorado on the chat right now? Hello, listeners in Colorado.
Let's see what the little trilobite will do. It's really much more of a trilobite than a mouse. Isn't it? Blessing, silly noise, okay, that was a thing, X-ray.
Yep. There were times when being together was fun.
Well, no, we, that was the last we had was...
Mr. Ramirez, I'm Detective Gonzalez.
It's legal in Reno. This was at 334.
That when properly cultivated, makes what could be an impersonal
That's
contact
now.
A positive
That's
experience.
Right.
It's legal in Reno, she says.
Okay, load up. Yeah, it just got legal
What's
today.
Legal? Right.
Weed
oh,
became
for weed,
legal,
right.
Recreationally.
That's what she's saying at 1 in the morning.
Yes. Yep. Their law went into effect.
Oh, God bless them. God bless y'all. What do they say? Shout out to...
Gambling, prostitution, and weed.
The folks, the wonderful folks in the great state of Nevada, right? The great state of Nevada, which at 1 o'clock this morning, Pacific Standard Time, became a legal marijuana use state. I think, even
yeah,
for recreational...
that's the implication here.
Yes. That's what we're thinking.
So they've been implicated in the marijuana-related crime here.
If it's true, then...
No going
Woo-hoo!
Back.
That's all I have to say.
Jeff Sessions
Good
is
luck
going to send in the military, though. The devil's
okay.
lettuce has to be eradicated from all
yep.
locations.
I think so. Send in the cavalry.
Yes, they're going to nuke it with some...
the National Guard.
Some
privatize the National Guard. Some put them under the control
paraquat.
Of politicians.
Yes.
As
have a little
individuals.
Paraquat. We have a little paraquat.
There you go.
For you
give
here.
Me some.
Sure.
I love paraquat. I get high.
A paraquat. I get high with a little paraquat from my friends.
It seems you've seen the most of what is really true and
the Starship One written reporting request re-entry pattern. Come in project control.
Did they use that in Vietnam, I wonder? Paraquat. I think they did.
It was used in South America.
I know they used it in California.
Sprayed on weed to kind of kill it. Make it unsellable.
Nasty.
Some of that may have made it into North America and the markets up here. Probably not so much. It was also sprayed in Humboldt County, too, back in the 70s, too.
Yeah. Nasty stuff. Wow. So this is people, like, having sex on the radio? In, like, you know, rider space? What is... If you want to, what is the cyberspace of radio? Radio space? Electrospace?
What is radio in cyberspace? I think it's the question.
No, but I mean...
Ask and answer. What is
and
radio
that's how a pelican took my wallet.
Space?
Exactly.
Oh, no, I've got
well,
this.
I think you
here's
take away the question
don't
mark
just buy
and there's the
Master
answer.
Pass it.
What is radio in cyberspace? What is radio in cyberspace?
There he is. There you are,
the
sir.
End. The end. You are now in cyberspace.
Cyberspace. Can you come out of cyberspace for a moment to the real world? The so-called.
This is how it works. Feels a little worse.
Cyber.
This is not
cyber.
What I would call.
We're in cyberspace.
Yeah, something.
In code. We're code walkers.
Yes.
And talkers.
Pod. Or pod space.
Pod space?
Boy, that is so. Isn't that kind of demeaning? Pod, you know? It's like,
pod people?
You really kind of like you're plodding maybe along. Because pod is like fat foot, you know?
Pseudopod.
Yeah, it's like.
It's not a real podcast.
You're
it's
just
like
podding.
Fake news, a pseudo podcast,
yeah.
A pseudo newscast, a pseudo.
Yeah, it's very earth. It's terrestrial. It's earthbound.
Like the legs of a caterpillar that aren't real, they're just pseudopods connected
yes.
to the earth or the leaf or the branch or the tree or the, whatever they're on.
I mean, there's actual air between them and the little things they dance on, the little...
They walk on air.
Yeah.
Pseudopods.
I don't doubt it.
They fire off this little, they have a little jet mechanism at the bottom. Fire off little bursts of so they
go where they need to go.
Yeah, it's like those maglev things.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, caterpillars have a sort of a maglev. And their pseudopods never actually touch the ground.
Right.
Or the leaf, or the branch, or the tree, or any surface whatsoever at all. Except your finger when you grab them and pick them up.
Yeah.
Because then, of course, you know they're on you. And then you get like, stung by them like Dr. Hal did that time.
Yeah. Well, that's what they now run the... They're trying to get... A speed track like that for California. I don't know if that'll happen or not. What do you call it? Bullet train. Yeah, I don't know. We have to get to L.A. that fast?
L.A. has a great big freeway.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And who wants to pass Coalinga?
Put 100 down
think
and buy a car.
That.
You know, well,
quite an elevator,
stuck in Lodi again. It's not, a, you know,
with the Memphis Blues again.
Possibly hell.
Not in,
stuck in Lodi with the Memphis Blues again.
Stuck in Santa Cruz with the...
Smoking Santa's shoes
Moon
with
Bay
the...
Blues again.
You can take off your helmet. The atmosphere in here is quite safe to breathe.
Yay, Pete!
Pygmies. Whee! Pygmy Dance. Here come the pygmies.
I like it.
Here come the pygmies.
Could be Hall of the Mountain. Kind of like Hall of the Mountain King. The bees. God damn bees.
Come in, Project Control. Come in, Project Control.
I got it lit, Michael. Look, I got it lit.
Woohoo! So there's still something left. He says the old skills have gone dormant.
Mad skills.
Remember that stuff? I love that. Who does that? Wait, who does that duck? The duck? No, no, no. But there's a guy that does that with the funky beat. He is so funny. Right, like Donald Duck. Wait, now we went all Indian. Hey, put that back on. You know what? I'm too small. There's still a lot, quite a bit in the bowl.
Why don't you take yours off?
But
do you need different air?
Leave it dormant for the moment. Now, who's these?
Our friends only what, a robot.
You know, they're both yours, probably.
It's got your
name. Every freaking where. Well, then there's also two others on the other side. So you just, like, throw them around. I suppose that makes sense, because... Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, now, I suppose you two will unscrew your heads and go hide in the closet.
God, no one went. You know what? People aren't on the chat line anymore. Since I caught up.
Nobody cares.
As soon as I caught up.
About X Day.
Well, we got to the bottom. That was it. X Day, right. Yeah, they're already. They're in.
I'm inside now. It's flooded.
What happened to Jed anyway?
I'm going down.
Nothing that you ever do will
is right.
Will ever mean anything.
That's the root.
Ever.
Yeah, that's how they teach drummers. in India, they make them say these certain syllables, and they do their work on it.
We're the only entity.
Finally, they can hit any note with any sound at any time. Who are you talking to? You're not even going.
I'm targeting an entire generation of...
The next... is this the... This is the last of these shows before X-Day, right? Right. Today, so-called, is the first. Yes, is what it says here. Oh, by the way, okay. By the way, my birthday is next, what's today? Friday? My birthday's next Thursday. July 7th.
Stop.
Same day as Ringo. Yeah, I know. So,
2 7's crash.
I know.
Ringo,
it's so weird. Isn't that weird? Of course, no.
You know about that 7777?
Oh, there's like a movie about it? I don't know.
2 7's crash.
Uh-oh, look out. Right. No, but that could be, you know, 666 is evil, maybe 777 is good.
Well, there's the
part of my language, but let the sons of God and man bear witness, for I speak only the truth, and never in my days have I spoken of it.
Of,
every utterance is a lie, including this very one you hear.
Oh, really? On July 7th? Oh! That is interesting. Because that's also, of course, the day of the terrorist attack in London in 2005. Was on my birthday, July 7th. And yeah, so it's now mourned in England, my birthday. Pretty evil. But yeah, people remember that. They remember all these numbers. It's just like the French Revolution. Everything has a number according to what day it was. Well,
how's that thing doing? Did it go out?
My thing has just started going, but we gave it back to you, did we not? No? Or did it die in Doug's custody as usual?
Maybe it went out.
Well, it one did die. That was finished, yeah. Yep. Well, I do have the pieces, I think. Yeah.
Or do you just have the puzzle evidence?
Oh,
yes. I put yes.
Well, I'm gonna leave the show here pretty soon. I'm pretty tired.
Okay.
But I'm betting K Rob is thinking about
that. Yeah.
K Rob, are you soldiering forward?
No.
He doesn't have a microphone, so he can't.
No. It's not necessary. Not at all. Did people start talking?
Do they talk? Are they chatting?
I don't know.
Talks or chatting?
Well, we stopped talking, so I suppose we can't expect much of them. Let's see. No.
Girls talk. guys walk.
There's two
it
new
happens
things.
All the time.
There's two new things.
And another
BJ
thing.
Pussycat
guys
said,
talk,
what?
Girls walk. It happens
and
all the
budget
time.
Peppy. Budget Peppy said, who?
Happy Barra to you. Happy Barra to you, John Hill. Happy Barra to you.
Happy Barra to you. Happy Barra to you.
Happy Barra
to you.
There are several fine young men who I'm sure are going to go far.
Oh, wait. Oh, no. Okay, yeah. Wait. Something else happened. So Budget Peppy said who?
Budget.
Now
Peppy.
Budget Peppy. I know. Budget Peppy said Whipple Von Peppy.
On that?
And then Budget
Stop!
Peppy said, what?
Help.
Five, six exclamation points.
Stop it.
Woo! So we are like, I don't know, it's just there's a high moment of tension and suspense here.
In the chat?
In the chat, because wait to see. Because the last thing was an exclamation point, so maybe it's an emergency, maybe is someone in trouble? Somebody might be in trouble.
That's really, really wrong. To what I'm going to do about
Wait, someone's saying something. The children are chanting.
The children of the corn?
They're imprisoned.
In the corn?
Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, no. But it's an urban cornfield. They're the children of the urban corn. You know, like the corn they grow.
Marty,
the
R.
corn
John.
They grow on shelves in apartment buildings. They're the children. Those corn. So, never laugh at your own jokes. Although, you know, what's his name used to do it?
There is no dignity or respect on...
You know, Red Skelton, but he's the only one could get away with it. Most people can't.
So on the page about X Day, this says here, news about Dr. Hal Robbins' live shows. And a link to Ask Dr. Hal, and you click it, and it goes to something from 2015. WTF, hey, this is not helpful.
No way. It should be click to us. This is the Dr. Hal's
current page thing that he's got going on that's not on that old one anymore.
Right. Whatever. Does it have a name?
He's got some current thing, doesn't he?
The Dr. Hal show or something?
The Dr. Hal page of some sort or another that's more up-to-date than that jive thing.
So I know, and now, well...
Here we are on the Subgenius official... page, and we click the link for Ask Dr. Hal, and we're taken back in time to 2015. No,
that's not going to work. They need to come forward to where we are. For example, the last
BJ Pussycat or respect on the internet.
So do you recall Dr. Hal telling us about doing the drawings for the different ritual coffee things?
I'm trying to.
Those being on the
each
things
question
the
mark
cups go in,
is one sound in this language that she seems to be.
And found
doing.
Some of them.
And those
do you know which location was the one that is the thing that.
That's BJ Pussycat.
That's BJ Pussycat. Where are you? Do you know which one of the ritual coffee locations was the trailer thing? There's one that Hal drew that is a trailer home in outer space.
I know your computer,
it's a ritual
but I'm willing to play.
Let's
see.
It supposedly existed from 2004 through 2009.
Create.
So all the rest of them are these places, you know, like in the Castro or Hayes Valley or whatever.
Not
and then
fair.
Here's this.
You use x-rays to pick out my car.
Mobile home floating in space. No idea. Okay. Me neither. All right. Moving
there
on.
Is no
moving right along.
Moving along.
Right. Left along.
Because not held accountable.
Moving away in a manger.
Mike, I hate to break up your game, but we're leaving for Earth as soon as possible.
All right. So we're not taking a road trip to X Day, apparently, Michael Peppy.
No. What?
Well, I'm up for it. And if we had the vehicle and whatever, we could be on the road immediately. We have whatever. We have all the things necessary for infrastructure. We don't have the vehicle.
Right. Well, where would we get a vehicle if we wanted one? I mean, if we wanted one.
There were suggestions made. And we are here. We're live on the air. We are soliciting these things as well, too.
To the VJ seven
Pussycat
people?
Has already stuck out their digital thumb and hitched a ride along with us. Should we get the vehicle along? There are three along. What's going on over there? You're reading the chat.
BJ Pussycat is saying, we're not going to X Day. And then she does a little sad face.
Well, I mean, we could go. It's just a question of the logistics of the vehicle are the only thing preventing it at this moment.
And now, wait, John Paul Pepe says, I have just begun to X Day. then there's about, looks like, 8 exclamation points. John Paul Pepe. Well, I am a patriotic person, so I appreciate it. But I am
And you are jonesing,
I'd too. much rather be Paul Revere. If you're going to choose revolutionary hero.
He's the guy that led the charge of the Light Brigade, right?
Yeah. No.
Yes.
That's America's education
wanted.
Level. So, yes, Paul
right.
Revere
Paul
is
Revere
my hero.
The charge of the Light Brigade.
Definitely not.
He rode through the streets of Lexington, Kentucky, and had a mint julep. And
well,
screamed and yelled about the Russians are coming. The Russians are coming.
Right. And for Professor Munchausen, Baron von Munchausen,
by proxy.
That's another thing. Yeah, you can go to jail for that. You know. Munchausen by proxy.
Or you could have someone else go for you.
Can't even make a joke about it.
And that would be Munchausen by proxy then.
That would be, well, yeah, they would be inciting someone to be Munchausen by proxy, I suppose.
Or if you did.
Encouraging somebody.
And then you had someone take the rap for you. They would be your proxy, making them, in effect, a Munchausen by proxy.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Another proxy.
Well, like they're not a byproduct, they're a byproxy.
Right.
We use the emergency vehicle from the ship and land in a deserted part of Africa. Vis-a-vis this thing, so they're a byproxy.
Why?
Exactly.
Because the Argonauts are centuries
I'm trying to explain the etymology of this to my
You know what that means?
I know, I understand it.
Certainly.
It's,
Whoever gets hold of that knowledge could dominate.
Okay, but now we have a guy.
All right.
That's why it's our duty to protect them and their spaceship.
George Pepper, but it's P-O-E-P-E-R. Pepper. I don't know if you... Should
Your
I yell though the P-O... Pepper. Pepper. Or I guess, you know, it's the German, so it'd be... Pepper. Says, why am I here? And that really is the question we're trying to explore.
What
is existence? Why does anyone exist? What we want? Nothing. We've dealt with ultimate issues here. It's pure eschatological. We are gonna, you know, we're gonna get very heavy.
Heinous speculation.
Oh. And so, yes. With a speculum, yeah. Now, George Pepper also says Mrs. Pepe. I don't know who he's addressing. Oh, VJ Pescat says Baron von Pepe. Baron von Pepe. George Pepper says, how can you joke? We're all going to die! 5 exclamation points.
Hello, this is James Coco.